Strano.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's class is continuing our studies of the Psalms that we started with the Shovavim period. We are studying Psalm 29. The handouts are on the unique astrological events link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem Pages webpage. And if you're on a mobile device, it's usually at the bottom of the page. When you're on that page, scroll down to the section of Shovavim and open up the Psalms landing page and scroll to Psalm Tehillim 29. And also we will be using the Yearning for Redemption PDF file. Also starting with Tehillim 29. And I will start with Olishem Yehud. Lashanya hu gudshabri hu ishkinte bitilu urhimu urhilu urhilu urhimu. Leakta leshem yudhe bavadhe biyehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la sok Torah mitzvah, lashon tov mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei adenu k'nenehu. Psalm 29 is said on the fifth day of the monthly cycle. Some people say this psalm before the saying of the blessing for the trees, which is done once a year. Hashem's name appears 18 times in this psalm. And 18 we know is a gematria of life, chai. This psalm corresponds to which our sages establish the 18 blessings of the Amidah, the standing prayer. The entire psalm can be interpreted as referring to the gift of the Torah, as well as the ingathering of the exiles. And this is the above kavanah, is the traditional kavanah to use when saying this psalm. Here is an alternative kavanah. Just as trees demonstrate the tool of binding by striking, zivug v'hakka'ah, by growing against gravity, the desire to receive for oneself alone. People, by blessing trees, are connecting to life, which is the effect of the zavug, the v'haka'ah, by saying the name of Hashem 18 times. Mizmor is the first word, and as we know, Mizmor is a cutting word. As it is explained by Rabbi Sutton in section 6 of the Yearning for Redemption PDF file. And cutting is an appropriate word for trees, as nature herself prunes trees through natural caused fires and other methods of insects, devastation, and so forth. There are 11 verses in this psalm. 11 is a number that relates to all of creation, since it includes the negative system plus the 10 sephirot of the positive system. There are 92 words in these 11 verses. 92 is a number that relates to the unity of the spiritual world with the physical world. This is due to 92 being 91 plus the kolel. 92 is the gematria of the Hebrew word tortoise or turtle. Also the Hebrew word your mercy, chesedo, has a gematria of 92. The nature of the turtle or the tortoise is slowness. One of the aspects of slowness is patience. This is the energy that one can obtain help in developing patience and recognizing cause and effect, which is where one will learn patience. The 37th name of the 72 names has this gematria of 92. When we add the name El to that name, the name of God, El, relates to Chesed, which is mercy. The 37th name is a vaccine against ego. The essence of the number 92 is a vaccine against ego with mercy. Because a human being feels pain when the ego is challenged, when the ego is defeated, when the ego is lowered. We're now going to transition to the Yearning for Redemption PDF file. Mizmor le David, Psalm 29, speaks of the different times when Hashem revealed himself in history and of the powerful impact this had and will continue to have until the advent of the Messianic era and the Great Shabbat. It is thus sung universally before Lecha Dodi every Friday night. Universally means all of the different groups of Judaism, all the different communities of Judaism, all the 12 tribes are singing Lecha Dodi every Friday night, and they're all including, prior to the singing of Lecha Dodi, they're including Psalm 29. The singing of these songs are a preparation for the welcoming of the Shabbat, called and referred to as the Sabbath Queen. The reason for this is that every seven-day weekly cycle embodies in miniature an entire 7,000-year cycle. Thus, just as we bring to mind the powerful effect of Kol Hashem al Hamayim, Hashem's voice on the forces of history, on a weekly basis, so too, and perhaps even more so, should it be on the millennial scale. This psalm therefore alludes to the social upheaval that will prevail during the final throes of history, before the advent of the Messianic era and the seventh millennium. The key to the psalm is in King David's use of natural imagery, nature's imagery, oceans, trees, mountains, animals, to describe both powerful natural forces and powerful historical forces. That is, he prophetically foresaw that the world of nature would literally undergo dramatic changes as the Messianic era was about to dawn. He also saw metaphorically that the nations of the world, who are likened to the forces of nature, would experience complete breakdown until they align themselves with Israel in bringing about Hashem's plan. I recommend that everyone contemplate this paragraph as the introduction. This is something that requires contemplation and integration into your understanding of the world. The first verse. Mizmor le David, avul Adonai b'nei elim, avul Adonai kavod va'oz. You'll notice there's a tune to this, a tune that I've learned, a tune that relates to my community, the community I learned with it when I became Baal Tshuva. The Kabbalah Center. Everyone has their own tunes. There's no one tune that fits everyone. But understand the depth of this first verse that has all the energy of everything that was in that paragraph that we read as at the introduction. Here's the English translation. Mizmor leDavid, a cutting psalm to penetrate to the essence of Israel's mission, by David. Ascribe greatness to Hashem, O Israel, you children of mighty ancestors. Ascribe to Hashem all glory and might. Fittingly, this verse has 10 words connecting to the 10 Sephirot. And also fittingly, it has 39 letters, which relates to the concept of Tal, Tet Lamed, which is dew, the dew of the resurrection, the dew that connects to the anointing of the priests, all of many different aspects of do. The second verse. Havu Adonai Yohe Wahe Kivot Shemo Hishtachavu Adonai Yohe Wahe Bechadrat Kodesh. Ascribe to Hashem the honor due his name. Bow to Hashem and place yourself entirely in his service with trembling in the splendor of his holy sanctuary. Please notice the second and third names of Hashem of the 18 are in the second verse. Why does it require Hashem to be twice said? Because the number two creates separation while the number three returns to unity. Another, this is something that it's helpful to contemplate. Third verse. Ko Adonai Yohei Wahei Al Hamayim El HaKavod Hirim Adonai Yohei Wahei Al Mayim Rabim. Hashem's voice was heard over the waters of the Red Sea. The omnipotent God of glory thundered over the Egyptians. Hashem continues to rule over many waters. Also, these are the conflicting forces of history. Footnote 61. Hashem's name, mentioned in Psalm 29, 18 times, was the basis for establishing the original 18 blessings of the weekday Amidah. Since seven of these 18 refer specifically to Kol Hashem, the voice of Hashem, This becomes the basis for establishing the seven blessings in the Amidah for Shabbat. Rabbi Alexander Ziskiner writes, these 18 Havayot contain 72 letters, paralleling the expansion of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh into the 10 letters when spelled out, Yud-Vav-Dalet-Heh-Yud, Vav-Yud-Vav-Heh-Yud, which shares the same gematria as Chesed, loving-kindness. Additionally, the 11 verses in this psalm correspond to the Vav and the He of the Blessed Havayah. Finally, the 91 words in this psalm equal the combined gematria of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei and Adonai, 26 and 65. Yesod v'shorash ha'avodah, Inyan kabbalat nefesh ruach neshama, Yetira b'shabbat kodesh sha'ar shmini, sha'ar elyon, Perek sheni, kabbalat shabbat. He didn't translate these words, but Yesod is the foundation and the root. The Shorash is the root of service. These are the secret of the receiving of the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama. I'm not sure what yeter means for Shabbat Kodesh. The second gate of the upper gate of the second perek is a paragraph or verse. In the Kabbalat Shabbat, it's indicating that usually there are 10 psalms sung on Shabbat for the Kabbalat of Shabbat, for the receiving of the Shabbat, and the second one is Psalm 29 usually. The fourth verse. Ko Adonai Elohei Wahei Bakoach, Ko Adonai Elohei Wahei Bechadar. Hashem's voice resounded with might on Mount Sinai. Hashem's voice continues to resound with majesty in the Torah he gave to his people. There are six words connecting to Yesod. And 21 letters connecting to the name Echieh. The fifth pasuk. Kol Adonai Yohei Wahei Shover Arazim Vayishaver Adonai Yohei Wahei Et Arzei Halvanon. Hashem's voice shatters mighty cedars, the kingdoms that resist his power. Hashem will shatter the mighty cedars of Lebanon, the foreign powers that dominate Israel in this world of Tikkun. Nine words connecting to wisdom, nine words connecting to Yesod. Verse 6. Vayakidem kimo egel livanon v'siryon kimo ben re'emim. He will cause them, the world powers that once seemed stable, to dance about like young calves. Lebanon and Syria will skip like antelopes. I started to laugh because the image that came to my mind is the current chaos that seems to be emanating from the Trump presidency, which is now creating chaos in all of the world's powers. The seventh verse. Kol Adonai Yoheh Waheh Hotzev Lachavot Esh. Hashem's voice will hew away darkness with laser beams of fire. I'm just going to mention, we've seen a number of pairs where Hashem's name is a pair in one verse, as I commented about earlier on the third verse. But also notice that the vowels are different in each of these names of Hashem. Normally, when you see in the Siddur the printed name Hashem, they don't put, if they do put vowels, they just put the vowels of Elohim. But here they're connecting to the Sefirot by the vowels. And since there are 18 sets, I've not looked at this personally. It's just occurred to me looking at why he was doing this. But I think it would be very beneficial for each of you to try and connect the vowels and the name of Hashem to the appropriate process and to see how those 18 different Sefirot relate and teach you many things. The eighth verse. Kol Adonai Yoheh Waheh Yahil Midbar Yahil Adonai Yoheh Waheh Midbar Kadesh. Hashem's voice will make a barren world experience birth travail. Hashem will cause a barren world to go into labor when he begins to reveal his holiness. Footnote 62. Hashem's voice, Yachil Midbar, will make a barren world experience birth travail. Yahil Hashem Midbar Kadesh. Hashem will cause a barren world to go into labor when he begins to reveal his holiness. Rashi. The meaning of Yahil is as in chill, kayaleda, birth pangs like a woman in childbirth. Another commentator, Hirsch, chil is labor, the act of giving birth. Yachil is a hithil form, the causative form in verbs. Thus, even today, the voice of Hashem, which speaks to us through his Torah, still transforms any state of midbar, of barrenness, wilderness, deprivation, isolation, danger, into the birth pangs of a better and truer life. This is a very powerful comment. I suggest you contemplate it. are eight words connecting to the Sefirah Bina. There are 34 letters, but if we remove the additional vowels from the name of Hashem, the four additional fobs, there's 30 letters, indicating this is a verse of teaching, connecting to teaching. Much to learn in that statement. The ninth verse. Kol Adonai Yohei Wahei Yecholel Ayalot Vayecheso Yearod Uvekalo Kulu Kulo Omer Kavod. Hashem's voice will cause the children of Israel, who are likened to a female deer, to go into labor. But first he will expose the nations who are likened to forests until all that remains within his sanctuary bespeaks his glory. Footnote 63. Until all that remains within his sanctuary bespeaks his glory. Hirsch, all that is Hashem's, every product of his creation, and of his sovereignty, serves to proclaim his greatness and declare his glory. All that is his bespeaks kavod, glory. Proclaiming his presence and declaring his glory in the physical world. King David knows that the whole world is Hashem's sanctuary, and that everything bespeaks his glory. Mashiach ben David will be the lightning rod through whom his consciousness will be poured out on all the mankind. The 10th verse. Adonai Yohei Wahei Lama Bu Yashav V'yeshev Adonai Yohei Wahei Melech Leolam. As during the flood, Hashem remains unchanged throughout history, and Hashem will reign unchanged throughout eternity. Seven words connecting to the lower Sephirot. Twenty-eight letters connecting to the word koach, power, strength. The 11th pasuk. Adonai Yohei Wahei Oz Le'amo Yiten Adonai Yohei Wahei Yivarech Et Amo Ba'Shalom. Nothing can alter his will. Hashem will grant his people the inner strength to be victorious over all evil. Hashem will bless his people with the ability to bring the world to perfection and peace. 9 words connecting to wisdom. Thirty-one, connecting to the name of Kel or El, Aleph Lamed, connecting to the name of God used in the Sefirah of Chesed. has a gematria that really can be broken into two levels. Yach, Yud Chet, is 18, and we know that's life. And Yud Lamed is 40, which is the letter Mem, which Mem always connects to water. Water being the highest manifestation in the physical world of loving kindness. Together, 18 and 40 is 58, which is the name Noach, which means comfort. And in the reverse order, it means Chet Nun, it means concealed wisdom. All of this is built into the birth pangs. The birth pangs are painful for a woman. They are part of the curse of Chava for her participation in the sin of the original, the sin of Adam and Chava for eating of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. It is not for a man to say that comfort comes from the cleansing of the sin. We do not feel childbirths, and it's not up to us to say it. I have said it in context here. Is it true or is it not true? Each woman will need to decide that for themselves after their childbirth. This concludes our class. Does anyone have any questions? The class, I wish you all Shabbat Shalom, a wonderful Shabbat. The Shabbat of Ki Tisa is expressing, teaching about idol worship, about the golden calf. And it can be utilized as a vaccine if you choose, and hopefully you will choose to use it as a vaccine against idol worship. Our class is Motzei Shabbat, 6 p.m., West Coast time. We will have a community Havdalah, 7 p.m. We will have a Zohar class for the Parasha of Vayechel. Assemble. Sunday, our 10:30 class continues our preparation for the holidays. We will be discussing the removal of death. We will be discussing Shabbat Parah, as in Parah Aduma, the red heifer. And our 3 o'clock class Sunday afternoon will continue our teachings of advanced reincarnation. Shabbat Shalom to all. Have a beautiful Sabbath.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom to all.
Thank you.
Thank you.